我们低头祷告。我们一起祷告。天父恩主，让我们谦卑，让我们可受教，让我们知道这几天不是偶然的一件事情，乃是你的圣灵带领我们每一个人来到这里，叫我们如同小孩一般的来到你面前。 因为主耶稣基督说：“若我们不回转，像小孩一般，我们断不能进入天国。”帮助我们，好叫我们所听的每一句话都深深进入我们的心里，让我们的心好像好土一般，让你的话语让在我们心里面往下扎根，往上结果，好叫众人看见我们的一生，就把荣耀归给在天上的父。奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求祷告，阿门。
圣经说，人活着不单单靠食物。The
Bible says, man does not live by bread alone.
靠上帝口里所出去的话。But
by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
上帝的道跟我们的生命发生关系的时候。When
the word of God has a relationship with our life.
我们活着才真正有内容，生命才真正有意义。Then
our life has true content and meaning.
但我们所信的道是世人所不能接受的。But
the word we believe in is rejected by the world.
所以我们也坚守我们的道。We
hold fast to our word.
世界有旧根成为我们的仇敌。And
the world will become even more our enemy.
世界恨我们。The
world hates us.
证明我们不属于这个世界。Proving
that we do not belong to it.
世界只能爱属于他的人。For
the world only loves that which belongs to it.
向世界传这个道，
But when we preach this word to the world,
困难就更重了。
There will be great challenges.
我们自己要信这个道，
We ourselves must first believe,
坚守这个道，
And hold fast to it.
要爱这个道，
Love the word,
要传讲这个道，
And preach the word.
但是世人说，我什么时候需要你所传的道呢？
But the world say, I don't need your word.
你所讲的根本跟我的生活是没有关系。
What you preach is so different from my lifestyle.
我所需要的跟你所发现是完全不一样的事情。
What I need and what you desire discover are completely different things.
这就是我第一次到菲律宾去的时候。
The first time I went to the Philippines,
我有一个年老的亲戚对我说，
I have an elderly relative who said to me,
你可以不必来了。
So you don't have to come.
我说为什么我可以不必来呢？
I asked why not?
因为你讲的根本跟世界上的人生完全脱节。
He said, well, what you preach is so different from the rest of the world.
你根本不明白人所需要的是什么。
You do not understand what people want.
你讲的是掉在半空中的理想。
You have been preaching a pie in the sky.
跟我们的生活完全没有关系。
Nothing to do with my everyday life.
我说主要我来，我再来。
I say if the Lord asked me to come, I will come.
我不听他的话。
I did not hear, listen to him.
再不听他的话。
I disobeyed him.
我再来菲律宾。
I went to the Philippines.
飞了几次去以后呢？
After a few times.
结果他信主了。
He believed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他发现他需要上帝的话。
For he discovered he needed the word of God.
我们今天为真道争辩。
For us to battle for the truth.
有什么好争，有什么好辩呢？
What's there to debate about?
这是永远的真理。
For this is the eternal truth.
这是时代的信息。
This is the message for the generation.
刚才 Dr. Bai 说，这是万古以前。 蕴藏的奥秘。
Dr. Bai said this is a mystery from ancient days.
这是历世历代不改变的真理。
The truth that lasted generations.
这是以我们同一个时代的人最需要的话语。
The most urgently needed word of our generation.
困难发生在哪里呢？
But what are the challenges?
他们所需要的。
It is found in the fact that people don't think they need it.
这就是今天人类社会的问题。
This is the problem with the society today.
印度有一个哲学家。
In India, there's a philosopher.
也是一个总统。
Also a president.
世界上又做哲学家又做君王的人。 没有几个人。
Very few people are both ruler and philosopher.
苏格拉底有智慧没有权柄。
Socrates have wisdom and no power.
很多君王有权柄没有智慧。
Many kings have power no wisdom.
所以柏拉图说，当权柄跟智慧没有连在一起的时候，世界一定许多的动乱。
Plato says when wisdom does not go alongside power, there will be chaos.
那么人家问他怎么解决这两个很难结合在一起的这个困难呢？
And people ask Plato for a solution.
柏拉图说最好的办法是做哲学家的人可以做皇帝。
He said,
做皇帝的人又是哲学家。
The best solution is to find yourself a philosopher king.
可惜很多皇帝都是笨得不得了的。
But many kings are foolish people.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他的爸爸娶女孩子的，娶漂亮的。 娶到笨的。
Because the father only looked for pretty girls, not smart girls.
所以你们男孩子听我这句话。
So all the men should listen to me.
专为美丽的女子结婚，你就注定生笨孩子出来。
If you only look for beauty in a woman, your children will be stupid.
很多很漂亮的女孩子都不爱读书的。
Many pretty girls don't like to study.
我的大女儿很漂亮。
My eldest daughter is very pretty.
我从小对她说。
And I said to her since she was young.
我命令你照镜子不能超过一分钟。
I command you not to look at the mirror for more than a minute.
很多女孩子一天到晚看镜子，看镜子。从来没有看书，哪里会有学问呢？
So because many girls look at the mirror, they never look at books.
那么有一次呢，她梳头发看见看了超过一分钟了。
Once she was in front of the mirror for more than a minute.
我说你过来。
I said come here.
你刚才看很久是吗？
You stare at the mirror for a long time.
我忘记爸爸的话。
She said I'm sorry, I forgot your words.
我现在原谅你啊。
So I forgive you this time.
如果第二次、第三次。我就把你剃光头。
If you do it a few more times, I shave you bald.
从那一次开始呢
，From that time on,
他从来不超过一分钟看镜子就走了。
She looked at the mirror less than a minute. She left.
他读书读得很好。
And she was a good student.
如果你每天看镜子，哪里有时间看书呢
？Because if you stare at the mirror all day long, you won't study.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
印度有一个人，又是总统，又是哲学家。
In India, this philosopher president.
这个人叫做 Radhakrishnan.
His name is Radhakrishnan.
他讲一句很重要的话。
He said something most important.
他说 ，Christians are those people, very ordinary people, but they think they have the extraordinary message for the world.
基督徒是普通的人，但是他们认为他们有非常不普通的信息。
基督徒的所有平凡的人
，simple people，
那他们认为他们有不平凡的信息要带给世界。
But they think that they have an extraordinary message for the world.
世界人听我们讲到没有兴趣。
The people of the world are not interested in what we preach.
没有关系。
They don't think it's a relationship.
没有需要。
No need.
所以他们恨恶我们传的道。
So they hate the message we preach.
我做一个传道的，我最大的困难是怎样把重要道讲给人听，使人感到真正是重要的道。
The biggest challenge for me as a preacher is how do you preach an important message that people recognize it as important?
怎样把最深的道理讲得最浅，使人感觉到？对他是有帮助的。
How do I explain the most profound message in the simplest manner so that you think it's helpful?
怎样把非常不平凡的真理讲出来，使他们发现这个真理真是不平凡。
How to explain an extraordinary truth so that you understand that it's extraordinary?
许多人在教会里面讲到的声音大得不得了。
Many people preach loudly in church.
他一到世界上去讲话。没有一个人要听到任何一句话。
But when they go into the world, no one wants to listen to them.
有一次我在伦敦圣保罗大礼拜堂外面参观那伟大的建筑。
I was visiting the St. Paul Cathedral in London.
我看见前面有三个人拉着手风琴，还有拉着提琴，另外一个一直讲道，一直讲道。
There were three people there. One was playing accordion, another one violin, another person preaching.
非常同情他们。
And I had great sympathy for them.
这些是在街上传福音的人。
These are street preachers.
他们好像保罗一样的。
Like the Apostle Paul.
在当时的街上传道。
Preaching in an open street.
在露天的地方传道。
Open air.
也很像我年轻的时候所做的工作。
Like when I was young.
所以我非常同情他们。
So I had great empathy.
我站在那里注意听他讲些什么。
And I observed what he was preaching.
结果我发现他们是讲的跟人的关系完全拉不上。
I discovered that the content is most irrelevant.
讲的方法也没有靠圣灵的能力。
The method was not by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我站远一点观察。
So I observed from afar.
我用二十分钟的时间。
20 minutes.
看看有多少人跑到他身边去注意听他讲的道。
I wanted to see how many people would listen to them carefully.
结果发现二十分钟没有一个人去听他讲道。
But in 20 minutes, not one.
他们看了。
They look at them.
奇怪的眼光。
Strangely.
就离开他。
And then they leave.
还有人看了。
And some people look at them.
丢几毛钱在路边就走了。
Threw a few dollars and then walk away.
我心里难过得不得了。
I was deeply saddened.
这就是传道人吗？
Is this a preacher?
这是向世界传信息的人吗？
Is this the way to preach a message to the world?
他们以为他们有信息传。
They think they have a message to preach.
世界上的人没有人要他听他讲道。
But no one wants to listen to them.
有一次我在吉隆坡一个路边等车。
I was waiting for a car by the road in Kuala Lumpur.
另外一个62岁的老人也在那里等车。
A 62 year old person was waiting.
那么因为等太久了，不认识也要讲话了。
Because you wait for too long, you have to have some kind of conversation.
这个叫做不得不的心理学。
So you have to speak to each other.
我就对他说：“先生，你在做什么？”
So I asked him, "Sir, what do you do?"
他问我：“你在做什么？”
What job do you have?
我说：“我在等车。”
I said, "I'm waiting for the car."
我也在等车。
I'm waiting for car too.
我就没有话就生话讲了哈。我说那你几岁啊
I said, how old are you?
我62岁
62.
你几岁啊
What about you?
我说我66岁
I said, 66.
你就知道那十年前的事情了
So it happened 10 years ago.
那他问我一句话
And then he asked me,
你这么老了
You are so old now.
你这老人家有人要听你讲话吗
Who wants to listen to you when you're so old?
我说很多人听我讲话
Many people.
哈
Really?
你这么老了
You are so old.
还有人要听你讲话
Who wants to listen to you?
我说是的。
I say yeah.
如果你不相信
If you don't believe,
晚上跟我去，至少五六百人听我讲道。
This evening you come, you see 500 people listening to me.
他说，哼，吹牛。
You are boasting.
老人家乱讲话。
You're so old, you're boasting.
老人没有人要听他讲话。
No one wants to listen to an elderly guy.
我说为什么你这么讲呢
？I ask him why you say that.
我才62岁。
I'm only 62.
我家里没有一个人听我讲话。
My family members don't listen to me.
我讲超过两句全部跑掉。
I say something, they all run away.
剩下一只狗一只猫在听我讲话。
Only the dog and the cat.
没有人要听我讲话。
No one wants to listen to me.
我老了很孤单。
I'm lonely.
有话没有人要听。
No one wants to listen.
我活在世界没有意思。
No meaning living.
你告诉我你是真的吗
？Tell me whether it's true.
还有很多人听你讲话吗
？Many people want to listen to you.
我讲话的几千几万人
I say the number in the thousands and ten thousands
他说你又在吹牛了
I am boasting
老人家哪里有人家听你讲话
Who wants to listen to an elderly guy
我说你跟我去听到好不好
I say you come and listen
今天晚上最少有500个人听我讲道
This evening at least 500 will be there
他说我不相信
I don't believe you
你大概神经有病
Maybe you're insane
所以你讲话乱来
So you just boasting
哪里有人家听老人家讲
No one listen to the old
现在弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
今天教会的困难在哪里
The problem of the church today
有口耳朵的找不到耳朵
is that you have a mouth but there's no ear to listen
有耳朵的找错嘴巴
and the ear listen to the wrong mouth
所以你进到灵恩派的教会
you enter into the charismatic church
请他们音乐大声得不得了
they have loud music
大到要用几千万的电
they had to use lots of electricity
你问他说为什么
you ask why
因为圣灵动工
because the Holy Spirit is moving
哇我说圣灵动工啊
the Holy Spirit moving
那停电的时候圣灵就跑掉了
If there's a blackout, the Holy Spirit disappears.
怎么有这个事情
Say, how can that be?
或者你用电力放大声嘛
I say, you use amplifier.
哪里是圣灵
It's not the Holy Spirit.
很多传道人以为声音大一点，神就感动人了。
Preacher believe that you preach loudly, God will move your heart.
有一次我一个同学讲到
One of my classmates preached after he finished preaching.
一个宣教士给他评论
A missionary critique the sermon.
今天讲到很大声，很少能力。
He said, "Well, today you were very loud, but very little power."
我的困难就在这里了。
That's where our challenge is.
口找不到耳朵。
The mouth cannot find the magic ear.
耳朵找不到嘴巴。
The ear cannot find the right mouth.
我们讲的话没有人要听。
No one want to listen to our words.
我们一大堆的话语要讲。
You have lots to say.
没有人要听。
But no one want to listen.
所以圣经告诉我们。
The Bible say.
史蒂芬讲道的时候
，When Stephen preached，
智慧与圣灵讲道
，He preached with wisdom and the Holy Spirit，
众人抵挡不住
，And the people could not defend themselves。
今天有言语没有圣灵的
，You have words but you have no Holy Spirit。
有圣灵没有智慧的
，You have Holy Spirit no wisdom。
他的智慧跟他的圣灵都是假的
，So your wisdom and the Holy Spirit are all fake。
真理是。真理的圣灵是真理的灵
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth
圣灵是圣洁的灵
The Spirit is a Holy Spirit
看见一个教会有很大的声音没有圣洁生活的时候你不要看中它
If you look at a church that makes a lot of noise but has no holiness then don't go there
看见一个传道人有很大的声音没有圣经的道的时候你不要听他
If you see a preacher who can preach loudly but without the word of God do not listen to him
圣灵是智慧的灵
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom
圣灵是圣洁的灵
The Holy Spirit
圣灵是真理的灵
The Spirit of truth
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
耶稣基督选加利利的门徒的时候
When Jesus picked the people from Galilee
这些人都是世上的小民
They were all common folks
是普通最下等的贫穷的人
The simple people in the lower strata of society
他们是在渔场里面打鱼的人
They were fishermen
他们没有什么高的学位
Without high education no academic,
没有财力
and no money,
没有军事
no military strength,
没有政权
no political power,
没有地位
no status,
没有大的名望
they are not famous people,
耶稣就把他们带出来了
but Jesus picked them,
对他们说圣灵降在你们身上
and said to them when the Holy Spirit come upon you,
你们就必得着能力
you will receive power,
在耶路撒冷
in Jerusalem,
在犹太全地
all of Judea,
在撒玛利亚
Samaria,
在地居做我的什么见证
to be my witnesses,
you will be my witnesses,
成为我的见证
地位是个见证的地位
and so your status is a witness
我不明白为什么耶稣的门徒不是从耶路撒冷选的
I did not understand why Jesus did not pick disciples from Jerusalem
为什么耶稣的门徒是加利利选的
but from Galilee
加利利是一个很远的地方
Galilee is far away
离开耶路撒冷的两天三夜的路程
you away from Jerusalem for 2 days of journey
他们走路要走几天才到加利利
you got to walk for days to reach Galilee
加利利没有著名的秀福
no famous schools
加利利没有大的圣殿
no large temple
加利利没有很多很重要的这个 synagogue 就叫做会堂
Galilee did not have important synagogues
加利利也没有什么大的宗教人物
Or famous religious leaders.
不是祭司的地方。
It's not a place for the priests.
甚至他们有一句话，加利利还能出先知吗
？They even ask whether a prophet can come out of Galilee.
所以没有宗教领袖
，no religious
leader. 没有政治领袖
，no political leader.
没有军事权威
，no military strength.
没有社会地位
，no social status.
加利利北方一个湖边的乡村。
It is just a village on the north beside a lake.
耶稣的门徒都从那边选出来的。
All of Jesus' disciples came from there.
可能除了一个人叫做加略人犹大以外
，other than Judas of Galilee.
主也把他选出来。
And God also called him.
为什么？主要选一个后来不再用的人呢
But a person that he doesn't use later
要给人知道这些人也曾经有机会但是不能决定他们在上帝面前被使用
To also tell us that a chance is also given to them but was not used
有人问为什么耶稣要选犹大
People ask why did Jesus pick Judas
两个原因
Two reasons
第一个原因要告诉人
To tell us
有最好机会的人不一定会得救
That even if you have the best opportunity, you may not be saved.
第二
Second,
耶稣选犹大
Jesus picked Judas.
要是有一天那些猪啊我没有机会我不能到你面前来那是耶稣叫犹大站出来我最有机会但是我不得救所以你是没有道理的
So that people will not complain that they were not given a chance to be saved because Judas had a chance.
在耶稣的时代
In Jesus' time,
世界上承认的罪责只有两个最大的这个范围
There are only two recognized scholastic areas
第一就是在希腊的学者
The Greek scholars
他们是历史上最伟大的学者
They are considered the greatest in history
当时的世界西方就是希腊的学者跟犹太的学者
And Jewish scholars
从希腊 Thales Anaximander 一直到 Lucretius Aristotle Socrates 这个到 Plato 这些伟大的哲学家带来了世界最高最深的学问。
Or the series of Greek philosophers brought us the most profound knowledge.
他们是用看的方法产生知识。
And their knowledge came from observations.
所以希腊的文化是一个观察的文化。
The Greek culture is a culture of observation.
所以这些观察自然。
When they observe nature.
研究天象。
And study the skies.
分析物质。
And analyze nature.
数算世界各样的奇妙的事情
and calculate things of the world.
他们产生了自然哲学
and they produce natural philosophy, natural science,
自然知识
natural knowledge.
所以当时苏格拉底以前所有的哲学家所写的书最重要的只有两种
before Socrates all the Greek philosopher had two themes
书名也只有两个
two themes for their books
第一个叫做 On Nature
第一个论自然，
第二是 on principles
论原则。
所以，如果你能够明白自然
，so you can understand nature，
能分析结论所有自然界的规则定律，你把它找出来，你的书一定很多人买的。
And you can analyze principle， then your books will be very popular。
所以，苏格拉底以前
，before Socrates，
人研究人以外的大自然
，we study nature outside of us。
到苏格拉底的时候。
Till the time of Socrates,
整个方向箭头转回来
he turned the whole direction around.
你什么都研究，你为什么不研究你自己呢
He asked the question, "Why are you not studying yourself?"
Not T.C. Auton.
not this self thorn.
You should know yourself.
你应该认识自己。
苏格拉底以后呢
？After Socrates,
人的知识就转到研究自己了。
Our knowledge turned into ourselves.
这个我不详细介绍给你听了。
I won't go into further detail.
那么苏在这个希腊的哲学里面
，In Greek philosophy,
各样的学问都有。
All kinds of knowledge is present.
到了阿里士多德的时候
，Till Aristotle's time,
一个人写超过一千本书。
He wrote more than 1,000 books.
每一本书都有不同的题目。
Everyone had a different theme.
换一句话说，亚里士多德是有史以来对大自然分析研究分门别类最详细、最深入、最广泛、最伟大的学者。
He is the greatest scholar in history that have analyzed every aspect of life.
从 meteorology,
from meteorology
到 geology,
to geology
到这个 animal。Zoology,
zoology,
他都写书。
He wrote things about these things.
他甚至有一本是叫做《The Move of the Animals》。
Even had one about 动物的动态。
动物动态学。
About their movement.
这个当时没有人的。
No one studied these things.
他提到为什么猫还没有早开起来的时候，这爪子很顺，摸得很舒服的。
He studied why the cat's paw has its nail.
当猫一生气，爪一打出来的时候，一抓你的脸就破了了。
And when the cat got angry, it will scratch you.
他甚至画图研究这个猫的爪怎么竖、怎么伸出来的。
He even go and study how the claws come out and get back in.
他是亚历山大大帝的老师。
He was the teacher of Alexander the Great.
亚历山大就把他所有的书都放在图书馆里面。
And so Alexander then built a library.
亚历山大东征的时候
，When he went to the east conquering,
打败波斯帝国
，Alexander defeated the Persians.
盼望征服印度
，And he wanted to go to India.
他要把这些的书都带出去了
，And he brought all the books along.
当他回来到阿拉伯地带的时候
，When he returned to the Arabian region,
他就留在那里
，He left it there.
后来到了十三世纪，成为全世界最有学问的人。不是基督徒，是阿拉伯人。
In the 13th century, the Arabians were the most knowledgeable.
当阿拉伯人在巴黎把他的学问介绍给基督徒的时候
，And when the Arabian introduced their knowledge in Paris to the Christian,
基督徒莫名其妙
，The Christian were astonished.
为什么像 Averroes 这样的人
，People like Averroes
可以把阿里士多德的书介绍到这个欧洲去呢
？Introduce Aristotle to Europe.
所以巴黎大学的人都要尊重他
，And so even the university in Paris will honor him.
因为他们从阿拉伯带回亚里士多德留在那里的很多的伟大的书籍。
They brought back the books that Alexander left in Egypt.